You're listening to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Ray Furlong. Later in this programme, we'll hear more about that historic phone call between the American and Iranian presidents. But let's start at the UN Security Council. Within the last hour, it has approved a resolution ordering the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons arsenal. As we heard in the bulletin, this was the first Security Council resolution since the Syrian uprising first began back in 2011. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said it was the first hopeful news for Syria in a long time. As well as providing for securing and destroying Syria's chemical weapons, he said it could lead to a wider peace conference. The aim is to convene one by mid-November. Speaking after the vote, the US Secretary of State John Kerry warned Syria of consequences if it did not comply with the resolution. He also said the resolution went further than the United States' original objective.
Our aim was also to hold the Assad regime publicly accountable for its horrific use of chemical weapons against its own people on August 21st. And this resolution makes clear that those responsible for this heinous act must be held accountable. In this resolution, the Council has importantly endorsed the Geneva Communique, which calls for a transfer of power to a transitional governing body, paving the way for democratic elections and a government that can be chosen by the people of Syria to represent the people of Syria.
But the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the resolution did not provide for automatic sanctions and said the Syrian opposition also had to comply.
We believe that Damascus will continue to, in good faith and constructively, cooperate with the international inspectors. The responsibility for implementing this resolution lies not only with the government of Syria. Pursuant to the demands of the Security Council, the international experts will also have to enjoy the cooperation of the Syrian opposition.
Well, our correspondent at the UN, Nick Bryant, joins us now. Nick, it feels momentous. How important is it?
Well, it breaks a 2.5-year deadlock on the Security Council over Syria, and it's a very rare sight indeed, Ray, to see 15 hands on the Security Council raised in unanimity. Indeed, this resolution became a president's text, as it's called, at the United Nations because everybody co-sponsored it and everybody agreed to it, and that is extremely rare here at the United Nations Security Council, especially over a country that is so contentious as Syria. It is a weaker resolution than the Western powers would have wanted. It doesn't invoke Chapter 7, it refers to it. So it would require a second resolution if there's to be military force or sanctions to punish Syrian non-compliance, and the Russians would probably veto that second resolution. There's no reference to the International Criminal Court, the court in The Hague that tries alleged war criminals. There's no attribution of blame for the August 21st attack. These were things that the Western powers wanted in that resolution, but they had to water it down. And that was the price of getting Russian support.
OK, well, they got the resolution, as you say, watered down, but they got it. Also, a lot of talk around about a wider peace conference. We're a long way from that, though, aren't we, really?
Yeah, that was one of the news lines that came out of this United Nations Security Council meeting. We knew the vote was going to go through. We knew it was going to be unanimous. But Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, indicated that there will be peace talks, he hopes, in mid-November. What are called Geneva 2, which will hopefully bring, in his words, the warring factions together. These have been postponed many times. At times they've seemed like a kind of diplomatic mirage, something on the horizon that never actually materialises. But Ban Ki-moon expressing confidence that the agreement reached tonight will be the sort of foundation that they need to build on in terms of getting more of a constructive peace process and peace talks underway. But there'll be a little bit of scepticism about tonight whether each side or all the sides will actually agree to participate in those talks.
OK, and Nick, very briefly, what are the next immediate steps as regards the chemical arsenal?
Yeah, experts from the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons will travel to Syria. They're trying to get there by Tuesday to carry out the sort of preliminary things like setting up an office, that kind of thing. And then they're hoping the timetable is to try and dismantle these weapons by the middle of next year. A very, very